Leo is on the air. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer joins the world in celebrating the golden jubilee of motion pictures and climaxes a half century of entertainment progress by announcing the early exhibition of its miracle in celluloid, the Technicolor extravaganza, The Wizard of Oz. So great was The Wizard as a book that more than 10 million copies reached eager hands and eager hearts. So entrancing was The Wizard as a musical attraction that Broadway held it for 4 solid years, after which it toured 941 American cities for even more record-breaking years. But it is as a motion picture that The Wizard of Oz reaches the full brilliance of its glory. Its colorful beauty and the sheer warmth of its simple story are matched only by the fineness of its unforgettable music. This preview of its delightful and long-anticipated score begins with Judy Garland's mellow voicing of Over the Rainbow.
Way over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. That you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find.
One of the outstanding technicolorful spectacles in The Wizard of Oz is the gala celebration in the Emerald City. Let's tune in on it as the happy-go-lucky citizens of that amazing country go to town lyrically with the merry old Land of Oz.
Ha ha ha, ho ho ho, and a couple of tra-la-las. That's how we laugh a day away in the merry old Land of Oz. And a couple of la-dee-dahs. That's how the cricket freak all day in the merry old Land of Oz. We get up at 12 and start to work at 1. Take an hour for lunch and then let's do it done.
Jolly good fun! Ha ha ha!
Ho ho ho! And a couple of tra-la-las. That's how we laugh a day away in the merry old Land of Oz. Ha ha ha! Ho ho ho! Ha 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 ha! Now we laugh a day away with a ho-ho-ho, ha-ha-ha, to the merry old Land of Oz.
Cat, cat here,
cat, cat there,
and a couple of brand new straws.
That's how we keep you young and fair in the merry old Land of Oz.
Rub, rub here,
rub, rub there, whether you're tin or bras.
That's how we keep you in repair in the merry old Land of Oz.
We can make a dimple smile out of a frown. Can you
even dye my eyes to match my gown.
Uh-huh.
Jolly old town.
Clip-clip-clip-clip-clap. We give the trumpet claws.
That certain air of several fair in the merry old land of Oz.
That's how we have the day away in the merry old land of Oz. That's how we have the day away.
Those of you who have read The Wizard of Oz, and who hasn't, will of course remember Dorothy's visit to Munchkinland. She is given a royal welcome by the little Munchkins, and hastens off to join the fabulous wizard himself. The Munchkins point the way to Oz, and in their funny, pipey little voices tell Dorothy to follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow, 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 follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick, follow the yellow brick, follow the yellow brick road. You're off to see the wizard. The wonderful Wizard of Oz. You find it
Dorothy wends her way through the enchanted forest and finds some very interesting companions indeed who join her on the amazing journey to Oz. First, she meets the Scarecrow, played by Ray Bolger. Then, the Tin Man, played by Jack Haley. And finally, the Cowardly Lion, played by Burt Lahr. Each of her friends, Dorothy finds, has his troubles, and all hope that the mighty wizard will solve them. But suppose we let them speak, or rather, sing for themselves.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thought you'd be thinking you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nuffin, my head all full of stuffin, my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kinda human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy who shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me a balcony above a voice sings low.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I hear a beat. How sweet. Just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I could stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper, if I only had a heart.
Yeah, it's sad, believe me, missy, when you're born to be a sissy without the feminine vibe. but I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse, if I only had the nerve. I'm afraid there's no denying I'm just a dandelion, a fate I don't deserve. I'd be brave as a blizzard.
I'd be gentle as a lizard.
I'd be clever as a gizzard.
If the wizard is a wizard, who will serve?
Then I'm sure to get a brain,
a heart,
a home,
the knife.
Oh, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is the wizard of a wizard, if ever a wizard there was. If ever, oh, ever a wizard there was, the Wizard of Oz was one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
The magnificent musical spectacle which highlights the new entertainment season. That's The Wizard of Oz, a glorious extravaganza painted with a rainbow of technicolor. With a cast of thousands, at a cost of millions, it is brought to you by Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, makers of the Grieg Ziegfeld and Broadway Melody, and presented as a greater attraction than even those two pace-setting entertainments. From border to border and coast to coast, they're calling The Wizard of Oz the sensation of the year. This is your MGM radio reporter signing off, thanking you for listening, and hoping you will enjoy The Wizard of Oz when it comes your way.